Lavarne?
Thank you. Thank you, George. This is Lavarne Williams. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of the Pacifica Foundation, and I would like to read my written report. I've sent this out, yesterday morning early, and the reports that go along with these are part of the. I'm looking at my computer here. I'm going to ask Kimmery to move because my computer is like bringing up stuff that I didn't ask for. Right. So basically what I will do is I will read my report that I had prepared.
And when was that sent out, Lavarne?
It was sent out probably the written report was sent out probably 6 a.m. yesterday morning. The financial reports have been sent out at various times over the last 3 weeks and was packaged and sent out at 6 a.m. yesterday morning.
Okay, great.
Okay. I would like to thank everyone, thank all the listeners who are here streaming our 2-hour stream on the web. We'd like to thank you for your contributions to the Pacifica Foundation. That we certainly appreciate all of the support, and that is the nature of our business. You know, we ask for support from our listeners, and you give the support, and that's how we're able to maintain our operations. So I will begin. The Pacifica Foundation continues to usher in a new era of accountability and sustainability as we move into fiscal year 2011. And we all heard the report from our executive director talking about the major efforts that are going into our plan for 2011. And just to continue, as a not-for-profit foundation, we experienced the effects of the Bush-era recession that produced the greatest downturn in the economy since the Great Depression. And back to the Pacifica Foundation, our projected revenue for this fiscal year, 2010, is about $14 million compared to a budget of $15.7 million. So we will get the results for September, but we expect to be about 12% worse than budget. But this revenue is slightly above the revenue before the audit last year. The internal drivers for the revenue shortfall to budget are primarily in listener support, and this is due to various reasons. Some of them are the timing of the fund drives, and specifically later starts of the fund drives like at KPFK. Although KPFK is the station that continues to produce the highest level of listener support in their drives, they have one of the higher level of fulfillment of those pledges, and their staff has actually been available and made themselves available to help the other stations in the network, particularly here in New York at WBAI, to help in their fulfillment. One of the other reasons for the lower than expected listener support is the antenna and transmitter failure at WPFW in Washington, D.C., and it resulted in a lower coverage of the Washington-Baltimore metropolitan market at WPFW. There's also a station in Baltimore that has reduced the ability of listeners in the Baltimore area to hear WPFW, and that certainly impacts fundraising. And also another reason is the lack of fulfillment of pledges due to a failure to consistently execute the basic task to convert pledges into cash and to maintain the subscriber base. And that happened up until for a period this year, for about 6 months, that was going on. But as Arlena says, there's a new interim general manager at WBAI here, and those targets in terms of turning that around, he has already seen the results there, and they're really working to and have put plans in for 2011 to reverse that and to see that they can achieve higher fulfillment rates here at WBAI. Where am I? New York. And also at KPFA, there's lower than expected listener support. And also, we were talking about major donor, and that's one of the reasons where it's also lower revenue, major donor revenue significantly at KPFA, and that's one of the reasons for lower than expected revenue for the foundation this year. The net income for the year is expected to be in the red again this year. We're looking at, for the 12 months, we're projecting it to be at almost $700 million. This is certainly different than what we expected. Like at the first, after the first half year, we thought that we could maintain our loss somewhere at the range of less than 500,000. However, again, the revenue at KPFA has been much lower. One of our PNB members had a comment there, but is really lower than expected. And in fact, just KPFA for the first time actually had serious cash flow issues in terms this month in the month of September, and required other stations to come to their need to help out. So that's the first. And again, a lot of this is due to the current economic climate, and it really has placed a damper on the ability of subscribers to contribute to all charitable organizations. And looking at unemployment throughout the U.S. is at 9.6% for the month of August. And in the state of California, where the two of the major stations, KPFK in Los Angeles and KPFA in Berkeley, the unemployment in the state of California is at 12.4%. So we know that impacts our fundraising to a degree. And in summary, just looking at where I've kind of like talked about all year in terms of what we can, where we're going as a foundation. And I've said this before, that we continue to walk through this valley of, quote, let the enemy face the problems to come scenario as we address issues on headcount and programming at stations. But there are positive directions for reducing and turning this loss, and some of those things that we've done and we're still trying to implement include our financial accountability motion. And particularly, we've implemented this at KPFA, and we are in the process of just about concluding the implementation at KPFA. And the major reason is that KPFA actually lost, after audit last year, $942,000. So let me just repeat this on the air for everyone. KPFA lost last year, after audit, almost $1 million. And at the same time, KPFA failed to deposit a check of $375,000 that came from the Heath Foundation, and that we were able to, at the national office and with our counsel, we were able to work with the attorney for the foundation that actually gave this check to the foundation and to KPFA, and where they failed to deposit the check. And we were able to work with this attorney, and essentially what he agreed to do was deposit this check into the San Francisco Foundation, where we would have access, which we need access now, but I understand we were told that we will have access to funds beginning next year for KPFA. So this happened, and during the closed session, I distributed a copy of our first statement from the Heath Foundation that shows that deposit. And the deposit actually didn't come from Pacifica Foundation or KPFA. It came from the Heath Foundation into the San Francisco Foundation for Pacifica Foundation KPFA use. So that required, because essentially we had lost the money. We lost it. So now we do have an asset. It's on our balance sheet. You can see it there as a receivable, a bequest endowment. So we certainly thank the attorney for the Heath Foundation for generously coming to the aid of the foundation and allowing us to recover that $375,000. And let me say, it's $375,000. That's a significant amount. And one of the other ways, let me go back to where we think that we can improve our position in terms of surplus or deficit, and that as Arlene Engelhardt had talked about, that they're in a process of rolling out reductions in salary and headcount at KPFA, and the average salary, this is before benefits, has averaged over the last 3 months or so at about $130,000 a month in just base salary, whereas other stations and the national office, they implemented headcount reductions back in November of 2008. So one of the reasons, again, when I talked about KPFA's loss of $1 million is that those headcount reductions had not taken place, and the subsequent actions in order to reduce the headcount and not to build headcount, which is what results in the higher loss. And what Arlene has done is she's actually required reductions, because what we had done initially was looked at just reducing the hours of individuals, and so that required us to monitor each pay period to see if it was the commitment to that reduction, if it was there, and we found that not to be the case. So we have the foundation, in which the executive director shared with you a plan to actually do the things that the other stations in the national office did 2 years ago. And another thing in terms of increasing our financial health is that we are, the executive director has installed new management here at WBAI to address the failure to consistently execute the basic tasks that convert pledges into cash and to maintain the subscriber base. And also, the executive director is in the process, working with the LSBs, is installing a full-time permanent general manager at WPFW, and to help work with some of the things that the director, Kimmery Orendorf, was talking about. And again, the successful business model of this foundation, as developed 60 years ago, continues to show success at the Los Angeles station, KPFK, and at KPFT in Houston. We'd like to applaud the staff, the boards, the general managers for their continued success. And but Washington, which is getting a new general manager, Washington consistently has higher Arbitron ratings, and that's always a controversial topic there, but their Arbitron ratings are higher than the other stations. And we've had, as Arlene said, we have weekly meetings with the staff of the foundation, and we talk about those types of issues and how we can share information. And since we are a foundation with limited resources, we are, you know, continually trying to fund those things to get information like that and to try to work with other stations so that we'll have access and availability to these Arbitrons, which is basically just a means, along with other tools, to see where we stand and to measure our success as a foundation in terms of fundraising and also in terms of audience. And just also, as we've talked about, the network is exploring other programming, national programming options at this time, and we're all excited that will generate a higher audience for us, and our various stations are looking at various other programming that will be unique to their station, but we think is going to generate higher fundraising results. And just we do have the results through the first 11 months, the actual results. And our listener support revenue is worse than budget, like I had said, in terms of what we project the full year to be. And again, the means to correct the negative results in our revenue is, again, raising fulfillment rates at WBAI, reducing and monitoring salaries and headcount at KPFA to successfully execute these autumn fund drives. And again, those who have started, we would like to thank all the listeners and supporters, and that, you know, the fund drive can't be an F-U-N drive. And it just requires a lot of dedication from everyone on the staff. And I always tell the people next door at KPFA, they need anyone to come in and answer calls, you know, just call us next door, because we're right next door to KPFA radio station. So there's also the Pacifica Radio Archives, which is very, very important to this foundation. They have a two-day drive coming up in November. I believe it's the 17th and 18th, and the stations will have those drives then. And we also have to continue to monitor all discretionary expenses at the national office and in the stations. And just kind of like point out a couple of things in terms of our unrestricted cash position in August was almost $640,000, which is about $73,000 lower than prior month. And let me just point out, that's for the whole foundation, but individual stations have had serious cash flow issues in the month of September, and that includes both W, due to the whole, you know, reduced coverage and retransmitter problems, and at KPFA for the first time. And also at BAI, and BAI, the general manager, will be producing a report later today, so he'll delve into some of the reasons why and some of the things they're doing to correct that. So, but, you know, there is total concern. You know, it's concern for us at the national office. You know, we actually do stress over each station and making sure in terms of payables are met. And that, you know, we have it, and we have given that information out to our boards. And I talked a little about in terms of what WBAI, they're doing things with, as was pointed out, with their installments, setting in processes that, doing other really exciting things. And I talked a little about the WPFA transmitter failures, and that is, as Arlene had pointed out, they've gotten support from WMNF and with the loaner transmitter, and they're looking at plans to perhaps work on an arrangement so that they could keep that as a backup transmitter. And I've shown in terms of the general ledger what the payables are, and that these major payables, as I've said in last month and I'm saying again, that we're able to work with vendors in terms of knowing what our major major payables are, and that includes one of our major vendors, and what our partnership with is with Democracy Now! And we also have huge legal bills, and Arlene had talked about that, particularly with PFW. I talked about cash flows. That's one of the reasons. They had a case where they had to actually pay about $60,000 this year for this case to a firm that they previously was engaged with, and finally they got another attorney who was able to take this case to resolution. And I might add, I don't want to give the exact figures, but in terms of the payment to this attorney, I think was to this person was like probably less than $5,000. But in the meantime, the station exhausted our deductible with this other firm, and the deductible is $125,000, exhausted that and had no resolution. And the person who they've worked with now, they're at the point where it's resolved. They've made an offer to this person who had sued us. And so, again, you know, smart choices in terms of attorneys and careful watching and absolutely moving quickly within a month if we think that the charges from firms are excessive, like this other firm that, you know, resulted in exhausting our deductible. At one point, PFW was actually receiving bills of like $20,000 to $30,000 a month. But we believe that that's in the past and that we're moving forward to the future. And one way to do that is to not have lawsuits. And, again, just to talk about, you know, we did have a budget deficit in the month of August. In the month of September, KPFA is fundraising, so we still think that, again, my projection is that we are going to be at a loss of about $700,000. And that, in summary, the early launch of the fall drives in late September is really will kind of help us reduce that loss that we're expecting, but that we continue to experience the effects of recessionary trends in the economy, and that the 2011 budget is pivotal, and it cannot go forward unless revenue is projected to exceed expenses and a buildup of reserves as part of each station budget. And also, we have to understand that, you know, if you have reduced revenue, that means you have to reduce spending, and that as we've gone through these budget, developing the budgets, it's been the payables that are sitting there on our books, it's like explaining to people that those payables do not go away because we start a new year, and that the budget has to have, in that budget, it has to have funds to reduce those payables. And I have another chart I can get to from here. It just kind of touched base on what some of the major expenses and the points about the the budget there and the major expenses. Let's see. I'm going to try to pull this up here. I certainly can't see that well. One thing is just looking at, again, this is the cash flow and showing the cash in the bank. That's the 638 in unrestricted. And if you go down to the level here, and we'll move over here, and we can see I talked about the 375 that we have. This is by station. So you see KPFA. Here's KPFA here, and there's the 375 in the bequest endowment that we were able to recover through the generosity of the attorney from the Heath Foundation. And the other, I have another little summary going here. And in this, we have, this basically just shows what we call central services. And central services is the support that comes from each station to take care of common expenses for the foundation, like Democracy Now!, NPR, insurance, and some of the points that I made earlier about the organization and about where we are is that just want to say that in our we're going through the budget development now, and basically revenue. I'm sorry.
Can you enlarge it to full screen?
If I do that, you know, I'm going to lose this on the side, and I won't know how to get it back. So if you can help me with that over here, please. But again, in the during the budgeting, you know, as Arlene said, you know, revenue must exceed expenses. That's kind of like basic budgeting, and this is something you have to tell people because they'll say, well, what about this or what about the fact that, you know, like we're going through these negotiations. They were saying, well, what about the fact that, you know, we can trade this line of credit to reduce our obligation. But, you know, that still doesn't pay. You know, we can't trade that in the open market. So we still have to pay Democracy Now! And we have to... And I have to point out that those payables are due and payable now, or we have to do some type of a payment arrangement, and that, you know, we have to monitor the headcount of the full-time equivalents, as we call it, and that the central services, you know, payable that are currently payable must be included in your budget. They have to be paid. And the other little point here just wanted to make is to say that the major payables in the national office right now, I'm letting everyone know, is over a million dollars, totals $1 million. And that the central services that are normally come from the station due to the national office from the stations total $1 million. That's why they are payables in the national office. But this doesn't include the prior year central services that are due from WBAI. So I just took those prior year from WBAI out of this equation and just show, you know, one-on-one why we have payables in the national office. Central services not paid, $1 million in payables. I mean, there it is. And the other is that, you know, we're measuring headcount. We still have some these numbers are we have to go through and set up a standard for how we're counting, particularly full-time equivalents where you have unions and they have savings and they have seniority. So we're going through and actually recalculating how we have calculated what we call our full-time equivalents, but we think we're at the same about 120 people. That's full-time equivalents. That doesn't include total people who are on the staff, but in terms of full-time equivalent headcount. And just want to point out that the legal expenses that are now due and payable exceed $200,000, and that our unrestricted cash in the bank is $639,000, and the majority of that, again, is for KPFK. And so what I'll do now is I guess we could entertain questions, and in the meantime I will find the budgets for KPFK and KPFT and PFW excuse me, and send those to you.
Are there questions for Laurent?